And as I read scripture, sometimes I get to wondering and I get to thinking about us as this. Just tolerate me for a few seconds. If God were to take each one of us and expose us . What would they think about me? And can I just tell you that he will do that to you and to me if he already not have, he probably have already done that. But he just kept it from bothering us or hurting us. That's why sometimes when they get to singing songs and they get to preaching, and you have to take and turn your head away from the people that you come with. And that's why those kind of things happen. He is exposing you to you. He's exposing me to me. But here in this passage of scripture, he is exposing a man to himself. He just blessed us to be able to look inside of it. And all of us think we're uppity and on the level, and you don't meddle in other people's business. And you're all in David's business. What God is showing us, just excuse my grammar, ain't none of your business. Last week we talked to you about ways God gets our attention. I forgot what it was. What was it?
How God gets our attention by a restless night.
By not being able to sleep at night. Today, God gets our attention by speaking to us through others. God gets our attention by speaking to us through others. Chastisement is never a happy experience for the person being disciplined. Nevertheless, chastisement is necessary when a person does wrong. A parent who loves a child will discipline the child if the child plays with matches. If the parent condones the child if he plays with matches, you are indulging a behavior that's going to hurt you and somebody else. We have to discipline wrongs that's done. This passage of scripture is the chastisement of God has pronounced upon David by the prophet Nathan. God got David's attention by having somebody else to talk to him. You need to remember that Nathan was a personal advisor to David, especially concerning religious activities. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth in curtains. And Nathan said unto the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. Sitting around talking to the prophet of God, God had a word for him then, and he had one for him now. But this time, Nathan is sent by God to confront David with the charge of his terrible evil sin of adultery and murder. Many months passed after these sins were committed before the Lord sent Nathan to tell David what he had done. For the child that was conceived had been born by Bathsheba. David was the father, but due to David's sin, the child had already been born. Obviously, God had been waiting and hoping for David to repent. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. But the king had refused to humble himself and confess his sins and as a result, God himself took action and sent his prophet. See, God does not forget what his children have done. He was concerned about David and the lifestyle that David was living. But he does not forget. If you think, they say an elephant has a memory, you ought to check God's. God has a funny way of doing things. He didn't charge David directly for what he had done. Not that God was afraid of David, but wanted David to take a look at himself. He's going to charge David with two crimes, adultery and murder. Instead of telling David directly what he did, Nathan shared a story with David. Let me tell you a story. Brother King, there were two men. One rich, one poor. Rich man had many flocks. The poor man only had one little ewe lamb that he kept in his house. And the rich man had a visitor late one evening and didn't have time to him to do what he needed to do. But he knew this poor man that lived down the street had one little ewe lamb that he had been keeping. He goes and he takes that man's one little ewe lamb, dresses it and feeds his guests that stop by for the night. Y'all, we're not going to be here long today. But he dressed him and he tucked him and he didn't ask him because he had authority. So he just went and got it and killed it and dressed it instead of going to his own flock. The Bible tells us that this man had fed this little ewe lamb from his table and said a lamb had drunk from his cup and his lamb was killed and dressed and eaten, not in his own house, in somebody else's house who had a whole lot of ewe lambs that he could have killed. But he took this one from somebody else. God has a unique way of getting us to look at ourselves. David passed judgment upon the rich man, not realizing that he himself was the rich man, had passed a sentence on him, a sentence of death. He ought to be killed because of what he had done to this, and pay back fourfold for what you've done. But when I find out, Lord, that it's me, Lord, I am the victim, I am the one talking about. And can you imagine in your mind what Nathan was going through? God speaks to us. He gets our attention sometime through other people. And he got David's attention by through the prophet Nathan. Nathan had to go before the king, knowing the king had all power. But then Nathan realized something, brothers and sisters, that we need to realize. This earth is not my home. I'm just a stranger traveling through. Yes, I honor and I respect the king. But Nathan was listening to a higher calling. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to be in tune with God. You have to be listening to him because he always got something to say. You can't pick your times when you're going to listen to God. You got to be tuned to him at all times. I don't have a radio in my truck. I got one, but it won't play. But in my car, when I turn my radio on, unless my wife has been in there driving, it's on one station. That's the only station I listen to when it's me. It is stay tuned right there. Just like when I turn that radio on, I expect to hear that station. No, I ain't going there. But when you are God's servant, your radio, your antenna ought to always be tuned to God, listening to what he's going to say. And that's what Nathan had a radio station that David had, but sometimes David turned his off. Because if he wouldn't have turned it off, he wouldn't have done some things that he'd done. And don't you think too hard of David. Remember what I said in the beginning, if God were to expose you or me, what would we think about? And this is what God was doing. He was doing something. God's always up to something. You do know that, don't you? Somebody here today, just one, need to hear that some other people, God talked to them, and you need to have a discerning spirit so you'll know which one of them to listen to. Everybody that tell you God gave me a word for you, thank you, Holy Ghost. Time out right there. We're going to leave that one right there. Let's pick up another one.
Yes, sir.
When Solomon died, he had a sons. But the one we want to concern about is Rehoboam. 2 Chronicles chapter 10. I didn't give you that one, but 2 Chronicles chapter 10. I read it and studied it this week, and he didn't tell me to write nothing down about that one, so I didn't. But now he's talking to me with it. And he says that sometime when people talk to you, you don't need to listen to everybody. Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, went to the old men that had been with Solomon. And he talked to them, and they told him, said, son, said, if you just ease the burden upon the people, said, they'll love you, and you can be king forever, and they'll serve you the best that they can. Said, but your father had a heavy burden on him. Said, you need to lighten the burden on him. And he told him, said, I'll get back with you in 3 days. Come back with me and I'll let you know something. They told him, said, if you lighten the burden on him. But then he messed up. He went and talked to the old men first. And said he called on the old because they know the way. But then he went and talked to his buddies, those that are his age. And they told him, said, if you think my father had something on you, said, what he had on you compared to what I'm going to have on you is going to be like your little finger. It's not going to be heavy. They were telling him to increase the pressure that was upon the people, said, they'll still serve you. Well, then when Rehoboam went back and talked to Jeroboam and the rest of Israel, he told them that, and then the kingdom split. This is why we have the North and the South, and Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom, because that he would not listen. See, everybody don't have God in them. The old men had been through something with King Solomon. He had put a lot of pressure on them and taxed them, and they gave him wise wisdom. If he would have done like they said, the kingdom never would have been split. See, sometimes people will tell you something they think is for your best interest. That's just how they see it. You need to know that the people that you're talking to are staying in tune with God. Don't listen to everybody. Everybody don't have your best interest at concern. You got to have a discerning spirit, and you got to stay close to God. I know this is Communion Sunday, and you don't want to hear about listening to other people, but if you don't listen to God, then you won't listen to other people. You need to be selective in who you listen to, because Rehoboam was not, and David was. Here he listened to the king, to the prophet, and the prophet had something to say for him. Don't listen to in and everybody, because they don't have your best interest at concern. Well, Nathan then turned around and he started talking to David, and he started telling David about how good God had been to him. I don't know whether he mentioned this or not, but this comes up in my spirit. He probably said, David, do you remember when you were keeping sheep out there for your daddy, and everybody had left you, and a bear came up and got one of the sheep? You went with your slingshot and your rod and your staff, and you got him out, and God kept you. And said, then David, he brought you a little bit farther. He let you come, and he killed Goliath. Said, but you did your part. You were prepared. It was one standing out there, but you went by a river, a lake that had some, and you reached down and got five smooth stones and put them in your bag, but you didn't need but one. See, sometime we try to prepare for what God's going to do, and we just can't do it. He said, David, I brought you from all that. You killed Goliath. I got you out of all of that. And then you went to the king's house, and you start playing music to soothe the king. And the king one time threw a javelin at you, and I misdirected the javelin, and it hit the walls. Said, David, did you forget all of that? I gave you everything that you got. I let you run from the king, and he was hunting you, but he couldn't find you. David, I know why he couldn't find you, because if you hide, God can hide you, and people can't see you. When they look at you, you won't look the same. That's why somebody are getting good blessings right now, because the devil can't find you. God got you camouflaged. Don't think you all of that and a bag of chips. When God is working with you, you will look successful, and you won't be successful. You will look like a failure, and you won't be a failure. David's brothers didn't think much of him. David, you ought to be there with them few little sheep, but you're up here trying to act like you're somebody. But God, when God got his hands on you, the world can't do you no harm. God was blessing David. God had a mission for David. David, it says in the Bible, was a man after God's own heart. He was doing the will of God, but he got sidetracked. God is, and I don't mind waiting on God, but let me tell you, God's already prepared what's going to happen to his children. His children going to spend eternity with him. David listened to all of this where God had blessed him. The point that he was trying to get David to see was that, David, I bless you. I gave you everything that Saul had, and this man only had one wife, and I gave you the wives of Solomon. If that wouldn't have been enough, all you had to do was ask me for more. Somebody, God's blessing you, and you want something somebody else have. Leave them alone. Let God help them. If you walk with God, God will provide just what you need. And everything that's created in the world, God did it. He did it all by himself. He told David that what you have, I gave it to you. If that wasn't enough, I would have given you that. I let you become king over Israel and Judea. I did this, David, and now you are giving the enemy a weapon to beat me up with. Brothers and sisters, that's why it's so important that we walk humbly before man and God, because the world is looking at you and they'll blame God for you when you mess up. David gave the enemy something to beat God with because he killed an innocent man. He had somebody else to commit murder. If you have somebody else to hurt somebody, guess who hurt them? Yes, you did it. If you tell somebody to go and do something to somebody that's going to hurt them, you did it because you put it in somebody else. David murdered Uriah because he had him put to the front. See, this, and God had wanted David to get that message, and he told David that message, but David got the message, and then David repented. He come back, and I think it's Psalm 53 or 51, he asked God to forgive him for all the sins that he had committed, because he was wanting to see the Lord, because he was working for him. Brothers and sisters, today we're going to take Holy Communion, and let me tell you, there was a man, we call him a man, but he was God, that walked this earth more than 2,000 years ago, and he was looking down the scope of time, and he saw all of us that needed a Savior, and we could not save ourselves. The lions, the dove, and the bullocks were not going to be enough. You had to have some pure blood. And he said, Father, I'll go down and I'll save them. Just give me a body. And they tell me I didn't have a story, but I got one now. Thank you, Lord. They tell me around the table in heaven, in the boardroom of heaven, they were sitting around talking. God the Father was at the head of the table. The Son was at the right, and the Holy Ghost was over there, and Adam was sitting right here, and they were talking, but Adam's chair was turned up. Nobody was in it because man was not there, because man had sinned, and they were talking around the table, and as they were talking, the Holy Ghost was saying over here, we'll do something, but in the time that they were talking, the Son of God had got up, had stood up and disrobed himself of the Holy Ghost. He took off his robe of holiness. He took it off and he laid it down. And while they were talking, going around the table, he left and went down and got in the lap of a virgin in Galilee. And the Son was born and he died. He lived and walked on this earth for 33 years. And then when it come time for him to come back for him to say something, he had on his robe. Thank you, Lord. And his robe was spotty. It was messed up. Y'all, I didn't plan this. But his robe was messed up. And then I can't get this one on. But that's all right. Let me tell you. And the robe had spots in it. And I don't know, but in my mind, I can hear the Holy Spirit say, what's wrong with your robe? He said, I went down and I made things all right. And they noticed something that happened around the table. What did I say, Adam was right here? The chair wasn't turned up anymore. It was down. And Adam was sitting in the chair. See, in that span of time, Jesus had been buried. Came and he died for a wretch like me. He didn't stay dead, but bright early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. He got up and he stepped out on resurrection.
He died, but I'm glad he didn't stay dead. He got up out of the grave. And he said, walked around down here on earth for 40 days. And then he carried them out to the mountain. And they watched him leave. But this is the part I like. As he was ascending, the angel said, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus. Not another one. This same Jesus. As you see him leave, he's coming back. I'm glad. I'm happy glad that he's coming back. And y'all have to excuse me. It gets personal with me right here. I know the rest of y'all would have made it anyway, but I wouldn't have made it. He's coming back, and he's coming back just for me. He died so a wretch like me could make it into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For getting my attention through others.
Yeah.
If Jesus would not have come to this earth and been an other, we wouldn't have made it. If you don't listen to God because of the things that Jesus did, you won't make it. You need to listen to him. And he does not come the way we expect him to come a lot of the time. It's in a different way. We need, as believers, to be the witness that he is needed in this day and time. Don't just talk about Jesus. Live for Jesus.
Yes.
Be the witness. Be. Don't talk. Be. Because some of us can't talk.
Amen.
But all of us can be.
Yes.
You can be the witness that he's looking for in this day and time. Yes. God will talk to us through others. Some of them you can take what they say and God, you'll be doing what God would have you to do. And some of us that tell you, you can't take what we say because our heart's not with God. My statement to you today is that you need to have a discerning spirit. You yourself need to stay closer with God. If you stay close to God, he'll inform you and instruct you about what you need to do and the people you need to listen to. Some of us, are hanging where we don't need to be hanging. People, good people, but you got to know when to get away from them.
Amen.
You have to know that. You have to know that. And sometimes I may be the person you need to get away from. Because you need to get away from them doesn't mean they're bad people. Paul and Barnabas separated. John Mark too, but Paul, later in his life, he said, and bring John Mark to me. We need to stay with God. Because of the seasons of our life, some people might not need to be in our life because of the season that we're in. And it will help them as much as it helped you.
Yes.
With that, we'll extend an invitation. You need to be listening now. Listening to Jesus as he pulls the strings of your heart. This is an invitation for whosoever will. Whosoever will come to Christ and give your life and your heart to him and allow him to save your soul. I can't save you, but I can lead you to one who can and who will, and he's willing to save you. But you have to spiritually come to him. Will you come to Christ today and allow him to save your soul? He's willing. He's able and he can, but you have to come to it. Will you come? Will you come to Christ today? I implore you to come. If you were to die tonight, where would you spend eternity? If you don't know for sure that you will spend eternity with Christ, you need to come. If you're not sure, you need to come to Christ. Today, now is the time. Now is the time. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? God bless you.